Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak what food is spiritual acceptable. The very best food is raw kost. The question is why? Try it out. Eat only for one day. Vegetables, fruits, salad, no seeds, no kernel, and so on. And then you will feel how light your body feels. The meditation is much better. Your feelings are more intense and you have much more energy. And your energy is naturally going upwards. Still, raw kost is not for everybody, because everybody is different. Everybody should at least eat fermented vegetables, because we need probiotics for better digestion, and this will make everything better. The next good food is vegan food without industrially processed food, eggs, and dairy production. How we can change to a vegan? In baby steps. Don't set yourself under pressure. You have time and time and time. If you set yourself too much under pressure, even you don't need so, you create more tension in your body and mind, and this will harm more than the wrong diet. If you don't have to, make it slowly. And if you fail, don't care. Then try it again, next day. The next question is, what are the worst food? The worst food are white sugar and artificial sugar. Both promotes cancer, diabetes, and bad for the heart, and so on. I don't know anything what is worse than white sugar. It's worse than smoking. Instead, we can use brown sugar or coconut sugar or xylitol. That's very new and it's even better than honey. And we can use honey, maple syrup, and so on. Easy. Second, we should avoid preservatives and pesticides. They are at most in meat and fish, because they consume that, this inside of the body. And all the other vegetables or fruits like grapes, very much with pesticides and so on. Point three is alcohol. With alcohol, we lose our focus, our concentration, and this is bad for every spiritual exercise. Then point four is white flour. White flour is garbage. And white flour is in so many meals, has no nutrition, is promoting diabetes, and it's lays in our digestion and we lose our energy for that. Why not full a grain a flour? There's everything inside. Okay. Then comes one of the bursts. This is margarine and industrially processed oil. It clogs our veins. It makes us fat. It promotes diabetes. And it's, and through this, our digestion needs much more time. Just one spoonful means 1 hour more digestion time. This is energy what we lose. Then for sure, all kind of fried food. Then comes clearly meat and fish. So, and today meat and fish is poison. And before it was hard to digest, and so many diseases from meat and fishes for our heart, it clogs our veins, it makes us ineffective, and so on. For what? The people think we need so much protein, they are wrong. Do you agree that a baby needs the most protein? And in baby milk is only 1.5% protein. And tomatoes are 3%, bananas have over 10% until 20% proteins. And then mushrooms have 50% or 60% and full protein. Okay, the next point is dairy products. Normal case, all animal proteins are not so good, are bad. So cheese is processed, industrial processed food, and the milk that is also industrial processed food, skip it. And now comes the kicks. For Asian people, without the Indo person, can't digest cow milk because they are not used on it and they don't have genes for that. They should not try to eat any cow milk or drink. The other people like the Indian are used on curd and kefir. And curd and kefir is good because inside are the probiotics. And even there's animal proteins inside, because of the probiotics, our body is not reacting negative on it. And the long-lived people eating mostly curd and kefir. So, very simple thing. Okay, thank you that I could inspire you, and bye.